You do have a special purpose, Mark. I know you can't do the things you used to do because of the accident, but that doesn't mean you're useless.
God can use the difficulties in your life to help you serve Him in a special way. And saying that word special reminds me that my story today is called A Special Tool. But here are some special verses from the Bible. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then I love 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Our story, a special tool. After using his router to shape the edges of a board, Mark made sure the groove was straight. Hearing someone come into the garage, he turned his wheelchair around and saw his friend Joel. Hey, said Joel, what are you building? Some shelves for my dad, replied Mark. Joel examined the board. These are great, he said. You're good at this. Yeah, whatever, mumbled Mark. Joel glanced at his friend with concern. I'm so useless, said Mark. Ever since the accident, people have to do so much for me. That's not true, objected Joel. God has a reason for everything. Don't you believe that? Well, I sure feel useless, insisted Mark. Well, but... Joel paused and gazed absently around the room. His eyes fell on a screwdriver sitting on the table. Why don't you show me how you shape the edges of that board with the screwdriver? Mark laughed. Joel, you can't shape the edges of a board with a screwdriver. That's for putting in and taking out screws. Well, can't you use a hammer for that? Asked Joel. No, hammers are for pounding in nails. Mark gave his friend a concerned look. Each tool has a specific purpose. Joel smiled. So does every person. Maybe you always thought you were a screwdriver. But since the accident, God's been trying to show you that you're really a router. He has a purpose for you, but you can't carry it out if you're trying to be a screwdriver all the time. You really think so? Asked Mark, picking up the router. Well, then, let me show you what a router can really do. Well, how about you? Have you ever felt like you were useless? You're not useless at all. God has a special job for you. God can use the difficulties in your life to help you serve Him in a very special way, perhaps to comfort and encourage someone with the same problem because you understand what that person is going through. Look around to see who God might want you to help. 2 Corinthians 1, parts of verses 3 and 4. God comforts us so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. And our key thought, God has a purpose for your life. Truly I am as a grain of sand in the desert, so very small, and yet I have a purpose in this wondrous world, as do the trees, so stately and so tall. I'm just a tiny atom that God has placed down here. I may not even know the reason why, but I'm sure that God with wisdom has evolved a plan to fit me in His pattern ere I die. Well, my purpose is to read these keys for kids each day, and God has a purpose for you as well. You are not useless. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.